If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
The bombshell lawsuit filed by John Singleton's ex-girlfriend demanding a cut of his film residuals has been thrown out of court. According to court documents obtained by RadarOnline.com, a federal judge has dismissed the lawsuit filed by Vestria Barlow against Sheila Ward. Ward was appointed administrator of her late son's estate following his death in 2019. The only beneficiaries of the estate are Singleton's seven children, Justice, Selenasol, Hadar, Masai, Cleopatra, Isis, and Seven. Barlow, who has two children with Singleton, accused Ward of fraud. In her complaint, Barlow said she sought to recover damages for the defendant's knowingly and intentionally failure and refusal to pay past and ongoing royalties, residuals, and compensation for use of plaintiff's intellectual property in films, television programs, videos, and other streaming services. In court documents, Barlow claimed that she collaborated with Singleton on projects since 1998. She said she worked on Poetic Justice, Higher Learning, Woo, Rosewood, Shaft, Baby Boy, Hustle and Flow, Black Snake Moan, and many others. She said she even contributed to his hit show Snowfall. Barlow said she was owed 7 to 10% of all residuals owed to Singleton. In her lawsuit, she accused Ward and the studios of failing to properly account for residuals. The studio defendants, Defendant Shalia Ward, and Defendant Estate of John D. Singleton did knowingly, intentionally, negligently did conceal true and accurate income derived from properties where royalties and residuals are and what do plaintiff, the suit read. Barlow demanded $15 million for her alleged financial loss, humiliation, emotional distress, anxiety, and stress. Ward asked the court to throw out the case. She argued she had no ties to the state of Louisiana where Barlow filed her lawsuit. Recently, the court sided with Barlow and dismissed the case. As RadarOnline.com first reported, Ward was victorious in a separate battle with Singleton's daughter Cleopatra over a monthly four-figure sum she had demanded for schooling. Singleton's kid had been receiving $2,700 per month for tuition. However, Ward said Cleopatra had graduated in 2021 and no longer needed the funds. Cleopatra claimed she was enrolled in online classes and needed the money. In the end, the judge sided with Ward and cut off the allowance.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.